Joining us now from his home in Beaverton, Oregon, is Richard Gritta, professor of finance and transportation at the Pamplin School of Business at the University of Portland in Portland, Oregon. Welcome, Professor Gritta.
Thank you.
Let me ask you about the problems that the airline industry is facing now. How much of it is due to September 11th? How much to the current recession? How much to competition from people like Southwest? I mean, what's responsible here for the problems that these big airlines face?
First of all, the industry was in a recession to start off with before September 11th. September 11th was a bomb, basically, both literally and figuratively, to the industry. And it crippled certainly U.S. Air. Unfortunately for U.S. Air, its major hub, which is Reagan, was shut down for 5 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What caused the record profits in the late 1990s was a record economic roll, a very low fuel cost, down around 40 cents per gallon of kerosene, very low interest rates, concessions from labor, and the tremendous amount of operating and financial leverage present in this industry. All of those contributed to shooting profits through the sky. Now what's happened? The economy has slowed, and airlines have slowed far more than the economy. Then you've had fuel costs spike back up, in many cases, to about 60 cents per gallon. Labor has gotten very restless, demanding their share of the profits at a time when the airlines need to finance new aircraft. And then all this tremendous leverage is now working against the carriers.
You mean they're far too deeply in debt?
Right. If you look at Southwest Air and Alaska, what you see is even after September 11th, those carriers recording profits. Why? They have very low debt burdens. The average debt ratio, long-term debt to total capital ratio for Southwest has varied between about 15 and 25%. For Alaska, between about 20 and 35%. Contrast that to all the other major carriers whose ratios are 40, 50, 60, and in some cases 70%.
Will the industry fragment into full service, full fare, and low fare, no frills? Is that part of what we're seeing now, do you think?
Well, to some extent, you've already got that. If you look at the European models, you see carriers like EasyJet and Ryanair. I mean, it's possible to fly from London to Dublin, for example, for the equivalent of about $34. These are carriers that are totally no-frill, flying older aircraft that have been purchased or leased. And there's a niche in the market for carriers like that. I think the same is true in the U.S. You see JetBlue as an example of a new startup. And they're basing their model, of course, on Southwest as opposed to the network or hub-and-spoke carriers.
What do you think the industry is going to look like in the future, 5 years, 10 years down the line? Is it going to look like Southwest?
I'm not sure that that's going to happen. I think what you're going to see is probably five or six dominant carriers still using hub-and-spoke systems, but you'll find the niche carriers doing point-to-point. But I think you'll still see the network carriers. There'll just be fewer of them.
And what will it mean for passengers, for airline customers?
You know, that's a very good question. With consolidation, and I see that starting to happen, the danger is that, of course, you're going to see higher prices, especially for business class and in some leisure markets. That's a tough one to predict because we don't know what the economy is going to do.
Thanks very much, Professor Gritta.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Richard Gritta is a professor of finance and transportation at the Pamplin School of Business at the University of Portland in Portland, Oregon.